Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. It's season 6 of the City Confessions, and your girl is back. I'm actually a little surprised because when I listened to my last episode, my 100th episode, it brought me back to exactly how I felt at the moment when I was recording. There was a sense of uncertainty and just trying to figure out my life at that point, and it's interesting to see that that was where I was at only a month ago, and I'm in such a different headspace now, just literally 30 days afterwards. But I wasn't exactly sure how much of a break I would have before coming back on, but having that month, having all of May to simply sit tight, to relax, to let the cards fall as they would, it was actually much needed. And I feel I've missed recording. I've missed talking to you all and to have my guests and to just truly have this routine of getting my guests on, having an amazing conversation, editing it, and releasing it to the public. So I am back and I'm so happy. I've always said that this has been a passion project and I will continue to keep running this podcast until I feel like I don't have any more passion for it. But it just goes to show that I really was made to do this, whether or not this is going to be something big, because as I mentioned in my previous episode, I don't really do that much promoting for it, to be honest. It's, again, just something that I love doing. And I just heard my episode this morning, and I'm not even gonna lie. I have been really proud of myself for the way I carry myself, for the way I articulate, for the way I have been able to speak my truth and speak honestly and openly. That is like something that I can only ask for and just be so grateful for if I got anything out of it, because the whole motivation for me to get started was because I didn't feel like I had a voice or I didn't know how to use that voice. And now that I have discovered podcasting, I feel like it has been a game changer in how fulfilled I feel as an individual in this world. So with that being said, we are going to dive into this solo episode. I don't think it's going to be a long one. I don't have a ton of updates, but as always, I'm going to speak from the heart, tell you all exactly where I'm at in my life right now, and of course, reveal a city confession. So sit tight and let's get into it. When I look back at what May has brought me, sometimes I ask myself, what the hell did I do last month? Because I did make a conscious decision to sit tight and to not really force anything to happen, because I definitely have a tendency to do that. I feel like the best metaphor is that I sometimes feel like I am swimming against the currents and the waves, even though your girl can't swim. And I need to just take a step back and let life unfold as it's meant to be. I don't know why, and I don't know if any of you can relate, but I tend to have such an expectation of what I want to do, what I want to, who I want to be, how others sometimes should act, and it's just not a healthy way to live. And I have been working on this in therapy because my biggest struggle is letting go of control. I am such a control freak. And it's weird to say control freak because I feel like it's very different from being OCD or being like completely organized, because that's definitely not me. I feel like I'm a little, I don't want to use the word disorganized or messy, but I'm not one of those people who needs everything in its place. Eventually, yes, I will clean and I will make sure everything looks good. But if it's out of place for like a day, I'm like, whatever, your girl can't be bothered. My sense of control really stems from, I guess, certainty. Like, I really just want to be able to know what it is that it's ahead of me. And it might not be matching my plan. I think for me, it's just knowing so I can mentally, emotionally, prepare for it. And last month, I was so scatterbrained because I was stressing myself out about my moving situation. And if I'm, going to update all of you on that, I still don't know where I'm going to be in the next month. I don't think I'm going to be in this apartment just because I feel like I have outgrown it and I don't think it's serving me. But knowing that I only have really 1 month to figure that out, I'm not even stressing. I'm really not. And somebody, one of my friends asked me if it's because I'm in denial, but I'm not. I truly believe, I don't know again what it was. Maybe it was just taking that break in May. I have been so much more calm and just trusting. It's like that Pisces in me that's just coming out, that's just being like, it is what it is. I'm just gonna go with the flow because there's no point. There's no point of stressing out when you don't need to yet. And for me, I know there's options. There's always options. And I think that has been the one realization that has really angered me and made me feel like it's all going to be okay. And it just goes to show the power of the mind and mindset shifts, which I also mentioned in my last episode. And when I was hearing it this morning, I was like, yes, girl, I'm totally with you. So it's funny because I feel like when I record, you guys don't know this, but I'm like sitting in my apartment alone talking to a mic, and it is so liberating to do that. It truly is, because anybody could really do that, to be honest. If you choose to release it to the public, that's on you. But knowing that I have these little clips of how I felt, I feel like it's going to be just so interesting. Like when I'm 75, being a badass granny, talking to my grandchildren and saying like, yep, you can listen to how I felt when I was 29 in New York City. So it's just so beautiful to be able to document all of this. And I'm so happy and glad that all of you are in this journey, whether or not you have been with me since day one or whether you just stumbled across this podcast. So hello and welcome. So yeah, that's kind of my update, my quick update with my life. Honestly, everything is good. I am basking in this moment of uncertainty because I know that it's not permanent. It's temporary. And it's a message for all of you that if you are going through something, know that it's not permanent, right? Even if you're on a high, that is not permanent either. I think the beauty of life is the fact that it's so unpredictable. And we really just need to embrace that. And again, go with it. Go with the times when you are just at an all-time high, and also learn to accept and give in to the moments of lows, because those moments are going to be moments down the road where it will truly impact you and change the trajectory of your life, your mind, your perspective. So I just try to look at life as this, I was gonna say beautiful monster, but I don't know if that terminology is very endearing, but I guess so. Life is a contradiction. So now I want to move into my confessions because that is the whole point. I somewhat love doing my confessions because I feel like it just allows me to breathe after, even if it's not as serious. Like, I definitely have had other confessions that I have spoken about where I was like, oh my God, this is like such a pit in my stomach. But yeah, I don't really have any, intense confessions, but I always preface this with my guests that there's no judgment. There's no good or bad or like not good enough and comparison. Like, everybody's story, everybody's confession is valid. So here are a few of mine. I haven't really planned what I'm going to say, but I guess I alluded to this early on, about control and like needing control. And this is one topic that I have recently dabbled into with my therapist. And I'm not going to get too much into it because this isn't a therapy session, but I guess it's one thing to acknowledge what I need to work on as an individual, but it's another thing to understand where it comes from and why I've developed the sense of wanting control. And after speaking with her, it stems from childhood. As we all know, childhood is like everything. That's where all your trauma comes from. And I'm trying to rewire my brain to handle releasing a little bit of control and also trusting that when I do that, all of my fears and insecurities are not just automatically going to present themselves, and that there are ways to navigate those areas of fear. And this really ties into one of my other confession in my last in my other episode, talking about love and being open to it and just being intentional when it comes to dating and relationships. And so when I tie those two together, I have realized sometimes in relationships, my fear, it's not necessarily abandonment, because there's a difference between a fear of abandonment and just a fear of how things will turn out if I do not have a sense of control of the relationship. I'm not sure if that makes sense. I'm trying to be as clear as possible, but also not pour all of my, again, trauma, because that's not the point. So it's such a struggle. Like, I feel like when I don't have control, I don't know, it gives me anxiety. Like, I literally freak out, and I know that I can't live like that, and I can't have that sense forever, because I'm not going to truly be present, and I'm not going to truly embrace life and also allow others to act the way they want. Like, I can't control how other people act. I can't control how other people feel. And I really just have to, again, take a step back, see it for what it is, and then I can only act upon my own feelings, my own emotions, my own thoughts, and the way I, how it's affecting me, and speak honestly about that. So that's one thing that I'm truly, truly learning. And it's difficult because I do think it can be a big obstacle and challenge in my relationships. And knowing the phase of my life right now and how open I am to all of that, it's hard because it's almost like you know what you want and you know how to get there, yet you're in your own way. So who is to blame, right? And like who, I don't know. I don't want to be so hard on myself, but that's just basically what I'm currently going through, emotionally. And I guess my other confession is actually, yeah, it's actually a different one, but I recently, I can't even say it out loud. I recently purchased a car, which is so wild because I'm a New Yorker. Your girl doesn't really drive. Do I have my license? Yes. Do I believe I am a decent driver? Yes. But with that being said, I got my license when I was 22, so I have not been behind the wheels for 7 years. Long story short, my younger sister and I went to the dealership. If you're wondering what kind of car, it's a Honda Accord, you know, the basic. It has all the safety features because we're all about safety here, you know? But anyways, I drove home and I looked back, like when I was in my apartment, and I was like, how the hell did I get home? Because it's weird. I sometimes feel like when you're in the car, you just go on autopilot. But for me, I haven't been driving. So I'm just so proud of myself. And I guess another thing I wanted to talk about that was I definitely get a little anxious when I'm driving. I'm sure it's like a common sentiment, especially for someone, again, who's not that much of an experienced driver. And then two, driving in New York. And then three, there is just so much freaking distractions. And I'm not saying I'm a distracted driver. I guess it's more, there is such a pressure to scan everything, like all your mirrors and like the signs and the GPS and everything. And let me just take a moment to allow these sirens to pass by. Okay, maybe I'm going to pause. Okay, there we go. So, yeah, I know it's all about practice. I need to just drive more and be confident. But yeah, I don't know. Well, that's a whole other story of like why I decided to get the car. I was actually speaking to a friend and I had a lot of fears of not pulling the trigger. And you know, life is too short. I know we hear this, but truly, it really, really is. I'm all about experiences. I'm all about living my best life responsibly, of course. But I don't want to be in fear anymore. Like, I definitely do have a fear of driving in a way. You know, it is scary, but the only way I'm going to learn, the only way I'm going to set myself free, and again, it's a metaphor, is truly just doing it, is truly getting in the car and just drive. And also just trusting yourself that you know how to navigate the wheels, the car, the vehicle, your life. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just digesting what I just said because I feel like I also personally need to hear it to move on. And when I say move on, I'm not not going through a breakup, but I guess even with this apartment, it is a metaphor that I am breaking up with this home and moving on to the next phase of my life. So as I have one more month left in this apartment that has been so wonderful to me for the past 2 years, I'm going to still continue my routine, continue recording, continue working, continue living. And we'll see where I am in July. Again, I only record solo episodes at the beginning of a season and the end of the season. So I just want to embrace all that's to come, and then I can fully update you all. But if you are interested and curious, you can definitely follow me on Instagram because I am much more active on that platform. And yeah, with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it because you just took time out of your days, the last 20 minutes, to come hear me speak, whether you know me personally or whether you don't, or if you don't. It's just amazing how audio, how social media, how these platforms and apps allow us to connect with each other. And again, I'm recording this alone, but I can already feel, it sounds weird, but I can honestly feel the energy of you, whoever you are listening. It's amazing. And thank you. And I'm so grateful for you. And with that being said, get ready for season six. I am doing my best to recruit the most amazing guests on. I actually think every single guest has been so special in their own way. If you would like to be a guest on my podcast, or if you know somebody who would be amazing, the only requirement is having a tie or a relationship to New York City. Feel free to email me. It's thecityconfessions@gmail.com. There are tons of sirens again. I have no idea what's happening in this neighborhood, but I will see you the next one, the next guest. Well, I can't reveal. Just stay tuned for next week's episode. It's going to be, I release weekly episodes, so I'll see you there. All right, bye.